The one who did the will of the Father was not the one. Didn't matter. He said no and then went. He did it. And when people do that, those horrible things, killing the manservants, which is the prophets, which the Jews did over centuries and centuries, and now they were about to, although they hadn't quite gotten there yet, God sent his son, and they were going to kill him too. And their own judgment, you will miserably destroy those wicked men. And Jesus said, through this, I'm saying to you, I'm telling you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation, an ethnos, and given to a nation producing the fruit of it. I read that several weeks ago, just that verse. Through this, I lay this out to you, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation producing of its fruit. My first couple of thoughts, again, several weeks back, I've been sitting on it, because my first thought made me a little bit uncomfortable. So I just, as Mary did, I kept these things and pondered them in my heart, you know. So wrote it down, looked at it every day for, I don't know, it's probably been close to 3 weeks or at least 3 weeks. Because one of the first things that came to my mind was the 33rd Psalm, the 12th verse. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Kingdom's going to be taken from you, Jesus told them, and it's going to be given to a nation that will produce the fruit of it. Now that means the fruit of the kingdom of God. Jesus came preaching and teaching the kingdom of God, bearing the fruit of the kingdom of God. God's goodness, his kindness, his mercy, his love, his integrity, his greatness, faith, the fruit, you could say the fruit of the Spirit over in Galatians 5, was that 22 and 23? All of those things are the fruit of the kingdom of God that will be produced by a nation, because it's going to be taken from you, Jesus said, and given to another nation. And blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. As I meditated over that, probably, I don't know, a few days later, the thought came into my mind, conceived in liberty. Say conceived. Conceived. Okay? Concepcion. Conceived in liberty. And it's not a new phrase to me. Actually, I have a book in my library called Conceived in Liberty by Murray Rothbard. And it actually originally, when he wrote it, was a 5-volume thing and called Conceived in Liberty. And he goes through a lot of the stuff that happened, that went on, and why the foundation, the bedrock, the reasons of why America is, the United States of America is what it is. And so, blessed is the nation whose God in the Lord is the Lord. Jesus said, I'm going to take the kingdom from you and give it to another who will bear its fruit. And I'm thinking about these things, and I thought conceived in liberty, and I knew where that idea came from. And quite frankly, it made me a little uncomfortable. Because I'm not standing here as a prophet or as an eminent scholar saying that what Jesus said in the temple that day to the Jews, that the kingdom will be taken from them and given to a nation that will bear its fruit, because that word nation is ethnos. It can mean a nation like we think of as being a nation, like our country is a nation. It could also be a nation like a whole, a people that are all kind of the same. So you could certainly say that what Jesus was talking about would be the church, those born again believers. However, that could be true. In fact, I guess you could say it is true. But we don't refer to that as a nation, you know, because it says he will redeem them out of every kindred and tongue and nation, right? All around the world. So they're different ones. I continue to meditate on these things. So yesterday, it was the 4th of July, 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence in 1776. And I was thinking about our country, meditating on these things. Let's do a very brief overview, looking back. Let's go back to 1492, right? You said it, yes. When we were kids, I don't know if they do it now or not, every kid learned in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue, because we were very proud, quote unquote, of our heritage as a country. The history was known. And yet, as I've talked to Julie many times, looking back on it, we didn't know it at the time. We were just kids, right? This is a long time ago, we were kids, right? Back in the 60s, maybe. And we didn't realize how much was being left out, even for us, as opposed to what you would have learned before public education became mandated, right? But even in the 50s, there was more. We didn't realize how much we weren't hearing, but I don't even know if the children hear this at all now. And I know if you try to go online and find stuff, what you find is basically reprobate compared to what the reality of the situation was, because people don't seem to want to be, quote, proud of our country because they don't know how we got here. And what has been told is maligning much of the truth that's there. But let's continue on. So, 1492, Christopher Columbus came to, quote, the New World. Now, I know, going back years and years ago, that I had learned some things about Columbus from his own writings. And I know that